This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
All right, who's ready for the weekend? Super Don, you ready for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm always ready for the weekend, Mike.
It's just going to have to wait a little bit before we get there. I'm sorry.
Man.
I know. We got a show to do. We got got a couple hours of broadcast healing before it, and we are going to get into the egghead morass because Morley Robbins is scheduled to join his second hour.
Yeah.
Getting a deep dive in on bone health.
This is the first time we've had Morley on since the event that you guys met at, right?
You know, it's possible. I think so. Yeah, it's hard to keep up with it all. But
yeah.
Listen, we got a lot of things to do today. And in fact, before we get into our first story of heading into the weekend, I think that as I warned you, Super Don, if we were going to talk about dietary stuff, it was going to create some problems. Also, I think we did a little bit on the hashtag Me Too based on another health story, CPR, which I encourage people to learn how to do CPR. But my gosh, people are afraid, particularly men, to do it for women because they might be accused of sexual impropriety of some kind or assault.
Yep.
Now, I think there is something called the Good Samaritan Protection Acts in certain areas where you can't be, if you were really trying to help somebody to live, they're probably not going to succeed at it. But still, that doesn't take away from the concern that some men have because of the hyperreaction and overreaction to, yes, a legitimate problem if men are being, you know, basically buttheads. You know, to women, for instance. So, did we get any feedback from our lovable listeners?
We always do, and we love our listeners. We love our fans on social media, and yeah, people did react to a couple of the stories that we did yesterday. The one about CPR, a lot of people just couldn't believe that they're, you know, that in the UK, and I would have to imagine it's the same here. That people are afraid of doing CPR on women because, you know, they've got breasts, right? You know, they're kind of right in the way there where you have to do the CPR.
Yeah.
And they're concerned about, you know, people accusing them of inappropriate touching and things of that nature.
Right.
So the reaction mostly on that story was people just kind of shaking their head and a lot of people, you know, saying, look, you know, I mean, this is kind of a natural reaction to some people probably taking things a little too far in the Me Too movement, which, yeah, I kind of feel that way.
Yeah, well, the whole idea that you're guilty until proven innocent, I mean, you know, it's like the mere accusation is enough to imprison you. I mean, that's not right. And, yes, there are accusations that end up being founded, and there are some that are not. Again, we talk about Kavanaugh and the made-up stuff about him. You know, really, it's corrupted the way we should look at these things. It doesn't mean we don't take them seriously. But, you know, I think I see that comment that was more recent. Jeff Sutton says, the implied consent, good Samaritan protections. That's what, I was referencing that too.
Even then, I mean, I think people still are going to be apprehensive because when it comes down to it, if somebody accuses you of inappropriate touching, it doesn't matter what the laws are, in the court of public opinion,
you're
going to
be trashed.
So anyway,
sad. Any comments you want to mention particularly before we move on?
Well, there's a little bit of cussing here and there.
Ooh.
But you got somebody here's a woman. Now this is an extreme reaction. I would not agree with this.
Yeah.
I'll just say the first name, Jennifer.
Okay.
Her reaction to the CPR situation is dumb feminists. Hope one of them misses out on CPR now.
Oh.
And then another listener chimes in and says, you really hope someone dies, really?
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's
a perfect example, I think, right now of how polarized and, I don't know, what would you say, just mean-spirited people have become over things like this, where they will react, and it's like, I hope you die.
Yeah, well, and
Jennifer really hopes someone dies.
No, I don't think so. But, this is the limitation of social media. You throw out sound bites and... Does somebody really want somebody to die? I don't know. But maybe some vegans want meat eaters to die or meat eaters want vegans. I don't know. We tend to be, as we say, flexitarian here, and we want you to be cleaner. But that did, as I predicted, elicit a strong response from our audience.
Sure. A lot of people, because, the vegetarians and the vegans don't want to be told, you guys are just all a bunch of miserable people, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you got a lot of, there's some blowback here, for some people here, like Jeremiah. In reaction to the headline is, vegetarians are more miserable than meat eaters. Jeremiah says, I'm so miserable, feeling good all the time.
do you think that's a vegetarian or a meat eater that said that?
That would be a vegetarian, I believe.
Fighting back, the vegetarian.
Yeah.
Fighting back.
All right. So, and you got some people are pointing out some things saying, this is just a bunch of scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that all scientists are wrong. But, mm-hmm. We have pointed out the fact that in some of these studies, and quite a few of them actually, they're not very accurate. So, it's fair to say that in the study where they determine that vegetarians are miserable, that could be completely bunk.
Sure.
Because I know some vegetarians. I'm sure you know some vegetarians.
We do.
And I wouldn't say they look like they're miserable.
Not necessarily. No. Marcia says, what about vegans? I'm more happy than... ever now that I'm not eating animals or something like that. Now, again, as I said, there's a fundamental philosophical viewpoint, and I don't begrudge anybody. That's not my point in bringing this up. As I said, the controversy is there, but I don't know that anybody threatened violence on anybody over this issue. So that may be a little bit of an improvement.
I think our listeners are maybe a little bit better than the average listeners.
Yeah. Well, and next hour we're going to get into this. And again, it upsets the vegetarians when we acknowledge there are certain things that are lacking in a vegetarian diet. You've got to know how to supplement appropriately. And Morley Robbins and I will discuss some of that next hour. Yep. But we do have another battle royale on CNN. This is not about Trump. For once, right? This is about doctors versus the NRA. Versus the NRA. Now, the NRA apparently was responding or reacting to the doctors' groups. How we've talked about this, that they want to ask like kids without their parents knowing, do you have a gun in the house, little Johnny? Does your mom and dad have a gun in that? You're right? And I'm like, none of your dang business. None of your dang business. But now doctors are sharing gun stories and demanding action after the NRA tells them to stay in their lane.
Oh, this is great. I'll read the tweet from the NRA here. This is what they said.
Okay.
They said, someone should tell self-important anti-gun doctors to stay in their lane. Half of the articles in Annals of Internal Medicine are pushing for gun control. Most upsetting, however, the medical community seems to have consulted no one but themselves.
Really bad science here. Now, this is something that, my perspective on the doctors asking about firearms or going up against, or demanding that we repeal the Second Amendment or curtail it in some way, shape, or form. They are not experts in firearms. They are, however, experts at shooting children and adults, for that matter, and grandma and grandpa with syringes containing heavy metals. And I would hazard a guess, and I think I'd be right on this, that they're injections are harming and killing more than people who are using firearms in the commission of a crime, for instance. Because as we've talked about, too, that firearms can be used to defend life. And in fact, they rarely in the media cover those, you know, facts where, you know, a gunman was taken out by another gunman, for instance, who could have done much more damage.
The only time you ever, at least for me, mm-hmm. ever see any of these stories is when people purposely share them on Facebook in an effort to try and get people to see the other side. But when it comes to the mass media, mainstream media, you never see anything like that. Ever.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing here in terms of prevention, as I talk about guns being used for prevention, the syringes, the needles of Big Pharma and the doctor minions who basically inject them everywhere, including nurses or even pharmacists, that's not prevention. We've talked about the fact that always the bullet goes in a syringe, and the bullet is containing many substances that create chronic disease. If it doesn't outright kill you, and this is, you know, again, the controversy we talked about with that ad that they banned because somebody said vaccines can kill, which they can, and they do. And, you know, I want to see the appropriate pushback on the physicians that are advocating against firearms while simultaneously visiting harm and damage to humans of all ages regarding their vaccine paradigm and, you know, we say their profit-making venture, because it is. Mm-hmm. It's profitable for them.
Right. Indeed. So, yeah, NRA versus the doctors. The one unfortunate detail on this tweet from yesterday mm-hmm. was that it went out just a couple of hours before the shooting that happened. Where did the shooting happen?
I forget. In Thousand Oaks, California.
That's right, at a college country dance or something like that. Yeah,
again, another tragic shooting. And you look at, and I know we'll be talking about this more probably on Sunday shows. We get more information about it. But apparently a former Armed Forces member, maybe suffering from severe PTSD, had been in trouble with the law before. And, you know, question we'll have, and we'll see if we can get some more details on it. And even, I'll give credit to the mainstream media, finally, my wife told me that they're actually asking questions about, was he on any meds, psychiatric meds? And that never happened. So maybe they can't contain it anymore, or maybe in the preliminary questioning it was on a local level only, and then you'll find out that the national news media will not touch the subject of psychiatric meds. It's like a no-no, off-limits. You can't question that. But clearly, this guy was not in his right mind, so to speak, and it may indeed be due to psychiatric intervention, medicines like Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, who knows what else this guy was on. So it's something we definitely have to look into more for our weekend start of the week on Sunday broadcast.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a little more information on that and be able to come to some better conclusions other than just speculating. But more often than not, these guys are on these drugs, you know. That's what we're finding.
All right, well, we're going to take our first break here. Thank you for being on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Please say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We're going to talk about sleep issues, one of my favorite topics as well. We'll talk about bone health with Morley Robbins, also FDA's attempts at saving your lungs, or is it the ozone layer? We'll revisit something from 2012. It's news again, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of my most favorite topics of late is not getting enough sleep, right? Just coming off of trips that I talk about super on, you know, not sleeping well in hotels and how that has a greater impact on me than the travel itself and the weird schedules and all of that. If I could just get a good night's sleep, my gosh, can I regenerate? And that's, I believe, true for just about everybody. So the question is, how much sleep do you need and what systems are impacted negatively when you don't get enough, right? It's not just about, oh, I can't think clearly. Could there be other physiological implications to not sleeping for enough time each and every night? Yeah. And so who knew? This is a new study. Who did this study? Do you see this in this article here?
Hold on. Sorry. I was unprepared here. It's from health.com.
Okay.
Great URL, by the way, health.com.
That's the best.
I wonder how much that costs, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally normal to feel crappy, they say in this article, after a night of tossing and turning, staying up too late, not sleeping enough. But in addition to sleep deprivation in a general way, they're saying now you may also be dehydrated if you don't sleep enough. And weirdly enough, they say it doesn't matter if you drink the same amount, you know, the night before you go to sleep and or this, the day before. You don't get enough sleep, dehydration kicks in. They're like, wait, that doesn't make sense. You drink the same amount. How could having less sleep make you dehydrated? And this is in the journal Sleep, found that people who sleep just 6 hours a night were 16 to 59% more likely to be inadequately hydrated. This is based on analysis.
Wow, that would be me.
That would be you.
I probably get, probably on average, around 6 hours.
Okay. Now, I don't know how accurate this is, because when you say 16 to 59%.
That's a pretty big margin,
that's
right?
That's a huge margin of, I'm not so sure they're right. I'm not going to discount it altogether because of all the different systems that really need to regenerate. And we talk about overnight detoxification pathways being more active. The liver is more active while you sleep. In Chinese medicine, they know about these rhythms that seemingly in modern medicine they ignore. And, you know, if you're not given the time to regenerate, detoxify, all of that, then, yeah, there's going to be impact on other functions, maybe further afield from that. And so they're saying in this case, and this is interesting, both U.S. and Chinese adults participate in this study, of all things.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm looking at what they're, they're saying that it has to do with the hormone vasopressin.
Right, and see, that's the thing, because they ask the question, it's like, so, how does it make sense? It's not like people who sleep less drink less, you know? I mean, not really. So, you know, what would be causing that? I've never heard of vasopressin. Have you?
Yeah, No, we don't talk about it all that much, but it relates to blood pressure and other things. But, of course, when you're dealing with hydration, where is it sending water throughout the body? What do we know? Detoxification, liver, kidney pathways really opening up while you're sleeping. And so if vasopressin is impacted in terms of its manifestation in the body or utilization, they're actually saying that the water is, you know, it's not going to be moving through your kidneys. So they're actually measuring the concentration of the urine, that it's not as, you know, relative to those who are sleeping well. You know, you talk about seeing it visually. It's really dark yellow or another color versus more closer to a watery light color, right? That, you know, you know that when you're dehydrated, your urine is concentrated. The body is having to use water elsewhere. So it's a fascinating indication that sleep, as it relates to liver, kidney detoxification, the impact specifically on this hormone vasopressin. So I am fascinated by this finding.
Yeah, apparently the vasopressin, the production of it ramps up later on in the sleep cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting up early and cutting off, you know, the end of the sleep cycle where that really is produced most, then you're losing out on it. So yeah, that's very interesting. I've never heard of this before.
I suppose that if you're planning to not sleep long, you could drink more, but then you'll probably even sleep less because then you'll have to get up and pee.
Yeah, so get your sleep is, right. I guess, the moral to the story, right?
Yeah, get your sleep for any number of reasons, including this one. Folks, you know, kidney health, definitely a big part of it. They talk about a lot of chronic insomnia, and higher incidence of kidney disease. This could be one of the keys to understanding why that is the case. All right, well, we come back. I don't know if the FDA team is involved with this one, Super Don. You'll have to let me know, but we're going to revisit a segment that we did in 2012, and it impacts what we're dealing with today that Congress and the FDA is doing related to a lung medicine, not holistic, but allopathic. Stick around for that because, you know, we were right in 2012. We are as right in 18? Good Lord. 6 years ago. Unbelievable.
Yep.
All right, folks, stick around. If you want to get a sneak peek, go to robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
As Florida heads towards a machine recount for the Senate and gubernatorial races, current Republican Governor Rick Scott and Senate candidate running against Democrat Bill Nelson has one question for Broward County election officials.
Broward County came up with 78,000 more votes after the election night. How did Palm Beach County come up with 15,000 more votes? They can't tell us where they came from. They can't tell us how they got there. There's no transparency.
On Friday, President Trump issued an order to deny asylum rights to migrants who entered the country illegally. The ACLU in Northern California is already challenging that ruling. Firefighters in Southern California are doing what they can to protect homes in Ventura and Los Angeles counties from fast-moving wildfires. We're hearing over 30,000 homes have been evacuated, and Acting Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we got it going on. Next hour, we've got Morley Robbins going into some stuff. So, get, you know, put your egghead caps on, maybe even a little early. Super Don says this is not an FDA team story. I always like to play his FDA team theme because it's one of the most amazing things of the many that you do, Super Don. But you say, no, it's not appropriate, so I can't play it. So
sorry.
You know, but no, this is the thing. I'm here. I'm trying to get, look at what Super Don does. He's like, no, you can't play that. It doesn't fit. You know,
right is right, man. Come on.
Rain on my audio parade, why don't you? All right, so not an FDA team story, but this is an interesting story that goes back in our archives, back to 2012, and that was kind of a year or so into when we went 6 days a week. Remember, that was Groundhog Day 2011 when Mike Adams put out Natural News, the Natural News radio thing, and so we were struggling, right? Weren't we 6 days a week? We could hardly find enough to talk about. Wait, no,
it was definitely a transition that we had to make. But you know, come to find out, guess what? There's more stuff to talk about than even 2 hours a day, 6 days a week.
No, you know, I don't think we struggled even 1 second, honestly.
Not really. Not so much.
No, and you know, there's plenty of good discussion to be had. And when you talk about the FDA, when you talk about Congress, you could, you know, that's why there are sociopolitical shows. They never run out of things to discuss, even though it'll annoy us if that's all we talked about. So,
and what's so cool is that we can take those political things and find ways to bridge the politics into health, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because there is a connection there. A lot of people are kind of like, how come you guys are talking about, you know, Congress and blah, blah, blah? Well, it's because they are all connected.
Yeah.
And so in this situation, back in 2012, just to set the stage, what you had was Obama had just been reelected. And so you had a lame duck Congress that was in session. And this was November of 2012. And we were taking a look at what was the lame duck Congress up to right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were looking at what, you know, the things that they were battling and fighting over while in session.
Yeah.
And then this is what we ended up coming up with that was on the docket for that day.
Yeah, and just to reiterate, before we go back in time here, we got the Robert Scott Bell Show time machine. Yeah, exactly. The lame duck Congress, we're at the same place 6 years later, right? In a sense, we've got a lame duck Congress. What are they going to do? What are they going to focus on? It's still going to be an interesting story to cover. But back then when Obama was president, he was just elected at that point 6 years ago, right?
Reelected.
For a second term, and again, you know, the change in Congress and Congress critters, etc. So again, let's go back in the RSB show time machine and give a listen from 2012. What was Congress focused on? What was the important stuff? This is the time where the important stuff should take center stage in Congress. Don't you think, Super Don? This would be the time?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, this happens to usually be the time of the cycle when all of the crazy stuff starts happening.
No.
But, you know, I don't know. We've got some important stuff that we've got to focus on, and I'm hoping that's what they'll do.
Well, I'm thinking about the fiscal debt crisis. They call it the fiscal cliff. Of course, mm-hmm. they don't realize that they're already halfway down in air, thin air, nothing to hold them. But, all right, let's say you want to address that. That would be something they're doing. Are they doing that today? No, they're not doing that today.
We've got to figure out
what Congress is doing. How about bringing the troops home? Are they looking at establishing a new foreign policy, saving money, bringing the troops home, defending our borders? Is that going on today, Super Don?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, how about the bankruptcy of Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, that for sure. Lame duck session, they can tackle that, right?
That's an important one, but I don't see that on the docket for today.
That one's not happening?
No.
Oh. Let me just look here. I've got the Daily Poll actually is covering. Hey, good job, Daily Poll. Covering what's really happening in Congress, the most important piece of legislation in the history of the United States. It's going to be looked at today. H.R. 6190. You know what this is?
Now, what is it?
The Asthma Inhalers Relief Act of 2012.
Oh.
Who knew that asthma inhalers needed relief?
Oh, my goodness.
What
We're going to bail out the asthma.
We got to bail out the asthma. Too big to fail. No, too big
too
to breathe
big to
in.
Fail.
Well, that's it. You know, asthma was on their minds, and not asthma per se, but asthma inhalers. And remember, a year prior to that, they had banned asthma inhalers because of the propellant was depleting the ozone layer. Depleting the ozone layer. So Congress, you know, basically said, you know what? We may have acted too soon and too intensely because people seem to benefit from the Primatene mist that were like couldn't breathe. Maybe we should allow this inhaler to be used for those desperately. It's like, save the ozone layer, save the people with asthma.
Well, now, And here's the thing. I remember when we covered this, and my thought then is the same as it is now. Were there really enough people using the Primatene mist inhaler to impact the ozone layer? I mean, I know a lot of people have asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Probably there's more people now than there were then, but even then. Are you telling me that all these people were outside staring up at the sky and going, psst,
and it was like creating this big hole in the ozone layer. It just doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, you're asking a logical question, and that's not what typically the mainstream media people do. And, you know, I think even about the ozone layer being caused by, what was the refrigerant back then? Freon, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for the air conditioning.
Do you remember how they weren't concerned at all about the ozone layer until the maker of Freon had a patent on Puron, the replacement for Freon? Then suddenly, we got to ban Freon everywhere! Because we're not making money on it, right? It's like you look at we look behind the scenes and pointed out some things that were very inconvenient for Al Gore to learn about. And I think the increase of skin cancer down under wasn't due to ozone layer. It was due to the mineral deficiencies over time, over generations, toxins, all of those things depleting the defense systems of the body, resulting in more cancer. Now, this just doesn't make me popular with egghead environmentalists that can't look logically at these things and say, hey, what does the global business model dictate to governments? Because most Western governments have been captured. The regulatory agencies have been captured, including our EPA, by industry, the industry that pollutes. They're not there to protect the people from pollution, but the polluters from the people who are being polluted upon. So, Primatene Mist, why are we covering something from 2012 here in 2018? Because there is an actual news story in 2018. Headline reads at ABC News, FDA approves return of popular Primatene Mist asthma inhaler. Really? All this time now it can come back?
7 years later. It took them 7 years to reformulate this thing with a different type of propellant that's going to save the ozone.
A safer propellant that won't, you know, yeah, again, I don't know what this propellant is made of. And I know that, you know, if we really want to address asthma, one of the things that was attacked at that time, if you remember Steve, was it Beckler? He was a pitcher that died, and they claimed that ephedra killed him. I don't know if you remember this story, and we covered it extensively.
We railed on that. Yeah.
There was a book written about ephedra. If you remember, what's the guy's name? Mike, the author? Philon, maybe? Mike Philon? I'm just going back in my own memory banks about this. And it was a scam. They wanted to go after ephedra. Why? Because it was cutting into sales of pseudoephedrine. And of course, you know, that was profitable as well. But pseudoephedrine is the form of ephedra that was made into, what was it? What is that illicit drug? That Breaking
Crystal
Bad?
Methamphetamine.
Breaking Bad. Wasn't that the story, the movie or show about that?
Yep.
So methamphetamines, it wasn't ephedra per se, from a natural source in nature, but it was the pseudoephedrine that Big Pharma was making that was then being converted into this crystal meth. So we find the lineage all the way through there, never about protecting the public, because they then went and banned ephedra, basically, a de facto ban on ephedra, even though it wasn't the problem. And here we have the propellant being changed 7 years later. Now this asthma suppressant treatment is back on the market. Well, listen, page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, gives you all you need to know so you would never have to resort to this Primatene Mist inhaler in order to address pulmonary or lung issues, with or without that propellant. Now, and I didn't even talk about ephedra in that chapter. I didn't need to. I mean, ephedra is a legitimate medicine in terms of its natural state, but I don't even need to resort to that. But before we go into the things that I recommend or have written about in Unlock the Power to Heal on Good Lovin' for Your Lungs, the chapter that starts on page 101 of the expanded edition of Unlock the Power to Heal, there's another fascinating story here about the body's cellular recycling system being implicated in chronic asthma. Recycling. Really? You mean this is not an Al Gore story? No. This is about your own body's recycling capacity. Because, you know, we talk about skeletal issues, which I plan to talk with Morley Robbins later on in the show, about the need to break down, allow for the breakdown of bone tissue and to replenish the bone tissue through a recycling system that is often blocked by drugs like Boniva and Fosamax that causes bone breakdown to stop. And they think, oh, you're going to strengthen your bones. But no, if you have decrepit old cells, they are no longer the same supple and viable bone cells that keep your bones strong and even supple and flexible. We'll get into that next hour. But Super Don, you found this fascinating, that we have recycling systems within our own body, not relying upon government agencies that mandate recycling.
Yeah, this is true. I've never heard of a recycling system in the body, but it kind of makes sense. And it's, you know, it's just one more example of how fascinating and complex the human body is. When we're discovering things like this that, you know, with all the science that we've had for so many years, is now just being looked at and talked about. I mean, it kind of makes sense that, that we would have some kind of recycling.
And they're actually bringing up the inhalers as treatments for asthma, but saying, hey, you might get short-term help, but could it be doing something not so good? Like, the persistent chronic inflammation, you're not addressing that with these inhalers. So a new study has discovered that when one of the body's crucial regulatory systems, known as autophagy, for those of you in Washington, D.C., it's not autophagy, it's autophagy.
Hey now,
yeah,
come on.
It's activated in asthmatic lungs, changes that progress the severity of the disease. They're believed to remodel the lungs with excessive muscle mass and greater amounts of extracellular protein, such as collagen, contributing to persistent breathlessness, acute asthma attacks, and loss of lung function. Because something has corrupted the regenerative capacity, the recycling capacity of the body. And this was published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Cell Molecular Biology. Now, I find this fascinating because one of my, I propose inhaling through nebulizers. Bioactive silver hydrosol, the active state of silver, the silver ions, because of why? It stimulates this process of regeneration. It downregulates tissue inflammation and helps to facilitate the upregulation of healthy new tissue. Go read my chapter. That's all the time I have to go for. But it's fascinating, and we've been on the right track for years, and we're still on the right track.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, I know you hate it when I extend a segment, but I feel like I just ran out of time on the lung thing because there's a lot of detail to that. I know we're going to go into some egghead places next hour.
This is where we might need to take Steve Feld's advice like he had last night.
Yeah.
Saying that we need to do a third hour, right?
Ooh, yeah, I know. But it always upsets the preacher, man, when we try to hone in on his thing on GCN, right?
Pastor Butch would not approve.
Yeah. By the way, GCN Live, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Later, you can hear it as an archive on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, as well as YouTube. Even if we pre-record, Super Don, make sure we got a static image there from the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So you can, those of you who like to indulge in the YouTube version of the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're all welcome here. Now, on the lung issue, as I said, we're talking about regenerative events in the body. When they deal with acute interventions, which I understand why they do for lung asthma stuff, because it's life and death. You can't breathe. Okay, I get it. But what's not paid attention to is the long-term implications of acute interventions with toxic poisons. You can stop something from happening by force, but how is that impacting the recycling system of the body, the regenerative system of the body? Just like we talk about Boniva and Fosamax, and later we'll do that with Morley, blocking the breakdown and replenishment of healthy cells and bone tissue. Similar in the lungs. This is why silver is so amazing, because it is God's medicine to help stimulate regeneration. Now, we're not using grams of silver. We're doing micrograms. We're doing homeopathic dosages with hydrosol of the ions that facilitate regeneration, along with what we'll talk about next hour, copper and different things like that. But I find it fascinating when they acknowledge the real problem long term, yet what they do with this information, Super Don, is like, oh, you know, I wonder if we could find a drug to stop this from happening too, right?
That's always where they go, always.
1 to 10 unintended consequences after another. Or on some Machiavellian level, perhaps they are intended consequences because they got to take over your body with drugs. All right, so let's talk about takeover in the judiciary, right? There's elections. Sometimes judges are elected, not selected, like, you know, Supreme Court, different kind of scenario. On a local level, you know, there are elected judges. And there's a story out of Texas. There's a Republican elected judge just lost an election to a Democrat judge that's going to take his place. Now, this judge is on, I don't know, is he a Superior Court judge? It says Harris County Juvenile Court Judge Glenn Devlin. Okay? He lost his reelection bid to Natalia Oakes, who's a Democrat. And this changes, you know, obviously when his cycle ends and she replaces him, obviously that's going to, you know, the judiciary is altered. The judge is going to be different. That means changes are going to happen. This Republican judge decided, you know what? You don't have to wait for the change. You guys want a Democrat judge in there? Let me just go ahead and do what that Democrat judge is going to do right now. Exactly what is that, Super Don?
Well, apparently he came back to work and just released all the juvenile defendants who came before him and then didn't even show up for court on Thursday.
What a sore
loser. On the one hand, I want to laugh at this. On the other hand, though, it's kind of like, come on, dude. I mean, look, it was an election. You lost. That happens. There can only be one, right?
So
what happened was he showed up for work after losing, and each one of these defendants who they don't say what they were guilty of, but what they've been accused of.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever they came up, normally it would be like, okay, well, we were going to hold you in the jail until, you know, your court appearance. Whatever. He's like, no, you know, this is what the Democrats do. This is what everybody voted for. They wanted a Democrat who would not be tough on crime or something, would want to just let everybody go. So he just let them all go.
Yeah. So, but he, at least this judge asked each defendant before he released them if they planned to kill anybody upon their release. Right? Right?
You going to kill anybody? No.
Right.
All right, go home.
So, it's a change of the guard, so to speak. But come on, don't be a sore loser.
If he just let people go and, you know, then these people were dangerous,
yeah,
that's very irresponsible on his part.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. But he asked them if they're going to kill anybody. They said no.
Yeah, okay. Are you a terrorist?
No. You know what? Right? If he had done this for all the let's say, the cannabis crimes in Texas.
Yeah,
right?
Well, that's true. That's true.
Nonviolent cannabis. Yeah, okay. But, okay, we're not supportive of this. I don't know if this Democrat judge is either that's going to replace him. But, anyway, fascinating story about the judiciary of the transition. Don't be a sore loser. Again, equal opportunity, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Don't be a sore loser, okay? Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Morley Robbins is going to join us next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us. It's going deep because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.